greener pastures. This is for that person that's always looking for that greener pasture. The guy who thinks the grass is greener over there is the same guy who never committed to taking care of the pasture he already has. He winds up mediocre, average, and miserable, always looking for greener pastures. What was he even doing looking at another pasture in the first place? See, look, he already had his own green pasture that needed to be mowed, needed to be watered, needed to be weeded. Remember, hey, while there may be greener pastures, they're green because somebody committed to taking care of them. Weeds grow in every field, and if you don't commit to it all the way, you'll neglect it. And if you neglect it, you're going to get weeds, and then it'll go brown. And everything around you is going to look greener, because it is, because you didn't commit to taking care of what you had. Is there better opportunities around you? Probably. Why? Because somebody's taking care of those opportunities. They're watering. They're feeding them. They're giving them sunlight and life. They're selling that opportunity, and it keeps getting bigger while yours is getting smaller. Why? Because there aren't any greener pastures that weren't taken care of by someone. See, when you neglect, you'll immediately start to dislike that thing which you neglect, and then you'll start peering over, looking at the neighbor's fence, thinking, wow, what he has is better. It's only better because he's committed. So commit. Commit all the way to your career. Commit to learning something that you can about selling. Commit to learning about your product. If you're an actor or an actress, your product is what? Right? Commit to learning how to get that into the marketplace. If you're a business owner and have products you sell, commit to getting that product into the marketplace. You have to commit to your product, your service, your employees, your expansion. You have to put a stake in the ground. Commit all the way. Do or die. Commit to learning everything you can and watch how much green your career will produce for you. See, whenever I commit myself to any line of action, I find myself getting immediate results. They're not delayed because I'm in all the way. If you commit and don't get immediate results, I would suggest that you haven't committed all the way. When I'm not committed, I find results are delayed or even non-existent. If I'm committed 100% to the customer in front of me, let's say I'm selling a product and there's a customer, I will get results with them. But when I'm with one customer, and I'm thinking about another customer over here and thinking about another opportunity, and I can't wait to get home tonight, and I'm thinking about that, and I want to be with the kids, and we're going on vacation. See, I'm not with that person all the way, and I'm going to get delayed results or maybe even non-existent results. I'm unable to make the best of what I have. Why? My commitment dropped out. Commit. You have to commit, and you have to commit all the way. When I give my seminars, I put on this small gold pin that I wear on my lapel, and it says 100%. A salesperson once asked me, hey, why do you wear that pin? I mean, do you wear it for the customers to see? I mean, what's the deal with the pin? What's it mean? And I explained, look, yeah, you know, I like customers seeing the little pin, and it intrigues them. And they'll ask a question, you know, like, hey, what does that mean? But I don't wear it for them. I wear it for me. I wear it to remind myself to commit, to get in all the way. I don't get dressed for other people. I get dressed for me, so I feel good. So that I'm dressed professionally. I want to look good, obviously, but for me first, then them. And I put that pin on to remind me, hey, Grant, be 100%. You can't be 100% one day of the week or twice a week or 3 days, every day. Sometimes I go into the restroom and look at the pin and say, dude, you got to crank it up. You got to get committed and recommitted. See, commitment is a very, very personal thing and is the indisputable single requirement for getting results in life and separating yourself from the herds of others. Well, at the age of 25, I'd been in and out of sales for 5 or 6 or 7 years. And I realized that I was still all those 5, 6, 7 years looking for a real career. See, no commitment equals no results. I hadn't made a commitment to sales yet. And I wasn't proud of my position. I didn't want to be a salesperson. Didn't like the work I was doing. So I didn't get results. If I hadn't committed, how can I be getting results anyway? At the very best, I was average. And I was average because I wasn't committed. It wasn't because sales was right for me or wrong for me or I could handle it or not handle it. Look, first rule, you have to commit. Because I wasn't committed, I wasn't getting results. You get it? No commitment equals no results, or non-existence results, or poor results. Hey, I'm not getting all the results of the horsepower I have. If I have 200 horsepower and I'm only using 10 of it because my commitment is only to put my foot barely on the accelerator, I'm only going to get 10 miles an hour out of the 200 horsepower, and I got a car that can drive 180 miles an hour. Why? Because I won't commit to the accelerator. Because I wasn't getting results, I didn't like my job. And because I don't like my job, I reduce my commitment even further. And it becomes this vicious cycle. No commitment equals no results means I don't like my job, which means I further less commit. I'm looking for greener pastures and this vicious cycle of destruction. See, to the degree you aren't proud of your job, the job you're doing every day, you will not be successful. And to the degree you are successful, ultimately will determine how proud you are of your career. The career you're in is not the problem. Your commitment to that career, to learning everything about that career, to getting results in that career, that is the problem. So I want to read this one more time. To the degree you are not proud of your job, your position, your post, your career, whatever it is you're doing, you will not be successful. And to the degree you are successful will determine how proud you are of your career. See, your career is not the problem. Your commitment to your career is the problem. So I decided one day after years of being average, mediocre, that sales was not my problem. The selling thing, I'm a salesman, that's not the problem. At that moment, I decided that the problem was the lack of commitment. If I was going to do this for one more day, why not be completely committed? And in that moment, and it took a moment, I devoted myself to learning everything there was to know about selling. My goal became, I will stand head and shoulders above everyone else in this field. Not just the people that surrounded me, but everyone in the field. And I will no longer be compared with others regarding selling. I decided at that moment to become a professional and to be different than the typical average, mediocre salesperson. See, that's the moment when everything changed for me. And it changed immediately, and it changed magically. Right away, my energy changed, my dress changed, my actions and my habits changed, my language even changed, and my results, they were immediate. Immediately, my pastures became green, my potential exploded, and results showed up. It was almost spiritual. In fact, it was spiritual. It was so dramatic, and that is the magic of commitment. If you want to be successful at anything, you have to commit. You've got to be in it 100% with no other fish to fry. The burn the ship kind of mentality is what it takes to get you to a place where you'll do the things that will ensure results. No place to swim back to. No place to go home. Hey, this is my last stand kind of commitment. To get into the game as though your life completely depends on it, because the truth is, your life does depend on your commitment. The life that you've been dreaming of depends on you getting in all the way and doing it now. This is how I approach anything from which I want results. This is how I approached the career selling at the age of 25. And that moment, my life changed. I'll never forget the first time I experienced the magic and power of commitment. And I know some of you are thinking, man, the guy's starting to talk about spiritual. I'm telling you, it was spiritual. Whatever that means to you, it was magic. It was one summer I was working on an offshore crew boat servicing oil rigs, and I was not a salesperson. I was a hand. I was labor by the hour, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. We were off the coast of Louisiana, and we used to sit around waiting for the rigs to call on us, and we were a supply boat. We would deliver supplies. It was a boring job. When we weren't actually working, we'd spend time fishing off the side of the boat. We'd drop a 100-foot line with 20 different hooks on it. We were fishing for snapper. And on one particular lucky day, we reeled in hundreds of snappers. We'd just drop the line over, wait 10 minutes, pull it up, and there'd be 20 snappers on it. Well, this day, we just hit this incredible amount of fish. As we packed them in with what little ice we had on board, I listened to the other crew members who were talking about, I'll have enough fish to eat for weeks. And they were going to take all this fish home and eat it. Well, for some crazy reason, I saw value. I'm like, my gosh, we have so many fish, there's no way we can eat all this. They're just going to give it away. For some crazy reason, I offered to buy up everyone's fish with the idea that I would go home and sell the fish on my way home. At that time, I had never really sold anything and didn't know anything about fish sales for absolute sure. Hell, I had just caught my first fish. I didn't even know to whom I'd sell these fish to. All I knew was that my gut instinct, my knowingness, was telling me that someone would want to buy those beautiful red, fresh red snapper. Hey, we wanted them. We were excited about them. Certainly other people would be. Well, with hundreds of snappers piled in the back of my truck, I realized I needed to create a market, find customers, and figure out how to convince them to buy my fish. I had to think fast because, man, look, the ice was melting. I didn't have any extra money for ice. So I had to think fast because the ice on the fish was melting, and I wasn't going to lose my paycheck and my inventory if I didn't move the product right away. As I thought about where I might find these customers, I remembered how the Bible salesman used to come knocking on the door of our home and how committed that guy was. I mean, those guys, they cold call, pitch their book, don't leave until they get a sale. And I was like, wow, I need to go door to door. It was getting late, and I decided I'm going to have to use the door to door approach. And even though I didn't like the idea of the door to door approach, look, if it was good enough to sell Bibles, it had to be good enough for me because I didn't have any other choices. Uh-oh, commitment. I'm out of choices. See, as the ice continued to melt, it forced me into more of a commitment, urgency. I started to blast through neighborhood after neighborhood, announcing, I have fresh fish just caught in the Gulf of Mexico. Knocking on doors, I rapidly explained that these fish had been caught in the Gulf that morning, and it was the best money could buy. I'm making big claims. I'm learning how to sell, and I don't even know it. After I covered the houses in the area, I started going to businesses and found out the businesses, there was more people in them. And I found more prospects, and I sold the rest of my fish. And I did it before the last ice was gone. See, that day, in 4 hours, I learned the value of commitment. I had a fanatical, have to get it done, no other options, blow myself up level of commitment. And I'm going to tell you something, commitment equaled immediate results. And immediate results, because of my production, equaled happiness. Because I was a happy guy that day. I'd made more money selling fish in 4 hours than I'd made doing hard labor work for 2 weeks. And it all came after I made the commitment to sell the fish. Actually, I didn't ever make the commitment to sell the fish. I was forced into commitment to sell the fish or lose the money. I'd put myself in a position where I didn't have choice, but I had to sell them or lose them. It was do or die. After that experience, I was, pardon the pun, hooked on sales forever. But I still wouldn't become a professional for 7 more years. So the first thing you have to do in any career is commit yourself to selling as something that is vital to that career and to your life, regardless of what your post or career actually is. Especially if you're in sales, commit all the way, all in. Commit like a fanatic. Commit right now and watch what happens. Commitment is like magic. In fact, you know what? It is magic. And nothing great ever happens until there is commitment. Most people don't attack their projects with, I have to get it done kind of urgency, and therefore never get it done. What was out was commitment. Most people never commit like fanatics because they don't want to be called fanatics because they think something's wrong with being a fanatic and then become average mediocre. Look, you want to get fantastic life? Become a fanatic about your life. You want to become fantastic with income? Then become a fanatic about your income. You want to become a fantastic entrepreneur, then become a fanatic about being an entrepreneur. Commit. And the first thing you will get is